winter. I just need real wet snowfall, real good packing snow. He said, come on, boy. Let's build us a snowman. So we get out there. You know, I'm rolling the bottom ball. He's rolling the middle ball. Wouldn't you know, I look around and there's Daddy molding a massive set of hydraulics onto that snowman. I'm saying, Daddy, what are you doing? I said, hang on, boy. Let me just see. Yeah, see a little more curve to the dude there. Yeah. Help me out on this, son. I said, Daddy, that's ridiculous. You ain't putting that on the snowman. He said, shut up, boy. Now, let me see. Make him Brother John Holmesy in. What do you think, boy? Yeah, hand me that stick so I can make the rim. Yes, right. Anyway. I said, Daddy, the preacher is coming for Sunday dinner tomorrow. He said, don't worry, boy. We'll knock it down by then. All right, come around back here. See what we can do for the Bombay. Got any red spray paint? Throw it on there. Make him look like he's had a burrito or two. Huh? All right. Some Globos Grandes on the front. Make him like one there. What do you call them? Transylvestite. Yeah, that big old. I said, Dad, that's the most nasty looking snowman I have ever seen in my life. He said, look at it, son. Look at it. Yeah, I'm on. That is a snowman. Look at the size of this. This is yikes. Oh, dinner. Come on, boy, let's get us a hot toddy. So we went inside. We had us a big dinner. I said, Daddy, we better get out there and knock down that snowman. Preacher's coming tomorrow. He said, son, don't worry about it. So sure enough, we went to bed. Daddy said he'd knock it down in the morning. Wouldn't you know we had an ice storm overnight? I mean, everything was iced up. We slept late. I said, Daddy, preacher's going to be here in 15 minutes. Let's get out there and knock that snowman down. It was froze solid. I mean, we pushed and pushed. It wouldn't go down. Started freaking out, saying, my God, son, my God, preacher's coming in 10 minutes. He ran into the garage, came back with a jackhammer, started working on that snowman. He's nothing. I mean, that thing was froze, son. Daddy said, well, at least I can get the hydraulics cut off it, maybe. Quick, son, hurry up. I said, oh, I'm coming, Daddy. Let me get in the old Biscayne. You can run and start out of there. I said, Daddy, be careful. And the front of that old Biscayne just dented in, but that snowman just stayed right there. Daddy said, I know what. Ran in the garage, came back with three sticks of dynamite. Yeah. Smoke cleared. It was still standing there. Finally, now, instead of total panic, Daddy got on the phone to Andrews Air Force Base. He said, hello, Andrews. Yeah, this is Oscar Griesvedelli. I need some napalm. Napalm, right. 4th and Blavin Street. Could you do that for me, please?
Roger, right, Senator.
Senator,
put your napalm
in
the
blast out.
It's not
going to
be in the target area.
Well, I
understand 30 seconds.
Yeah, he said, they said 30 seconds, boy. Hang on. Hey, come. Daddy's yelling, the snowman! Napalm the snowman, for crying out loud! And sure enough, we hid behind the woodpile on A4. Just in time, too. I mean, that napalm just melted it real nice, and the preacher just then pulled up. And I mean, Daddy and I are like, thanks be to God. I said, thanks be to God. Man, oh, man. So the preacher came in. We gave him a hot toddy. We sat down. And he said the blessed blessing of the food. And as we were eating, he kind of smiled, winked at us. He said, you know, after we eat, you know what I'd like to do? And Daddy said, what? Yeah. Preacher came and he said, you know, we like to go outside like we used to when we were kids. Let's build us a snowman with big old hooters on it.
Oh, no!
Keep it here for more of the Best of Greaseman Show.